wonderful landscape that you see in front and around you is typical of the Roman countryside, several times immortalized by the works of many artists. It is a rural landscape, wide, panoramic, colorful of the green and the yellow of the fields, populated by oxen, ducks, foxes and a number of various birds and anatidae. The forest that you see in front of you, just behind the vast fields that surround the bike path, is the Haven of Porto. The characteristic element of the Haven of Porto is the ancient port basin built by the Emperor Trajan in 100 AD, replacing the pre-existing port of Claudius, open to the sea and no longer usable for silting. It is an imposing work, fundamental for the supplies of Imperial Rome. Equipped with all the port facilities as well as of civil and sacred buildings, the work, mammoth for the time, was designed by Apollodoro of Damascus. The works lasted 12 years, at the end of which was realized the largest port of antiquity, able to allow the simultaneous docking of 200 ships and able to accommodate thousands of people among sailors, craftsmen and tradesmen. Around the hexagonal basin was built a series of large service buildings mainly intended for storage. The warehouses, the horia in Latin, are the main buildings present in Portus, together with the department stores of Testaccio in Rome, behind the river port, represent the largest logistic area of the city and were, in all directions, the vault of the ancient Romans. In its horia, in fact, were stored tons of goods that for Rome represented its gold, the grain coming from the south of the empire. The basin of the Haven of Porto, almost 33 hectares in perfect hexagonal shape, represents as a work of exceptional historical value, a fundamental point of rest privileged for the aquatic migratory birds in their long flight between the region's Mediterranean and northern European regions where nesting occurs. After the fall of the Roman Empire and the barbarian invasions, the territory in the medieval period is gradually invaded by the waters that formed extensive malaria marshes. Today the Oasi di Porto is an archaeological park visited by hundreds of tourists and citizens, rich in nature, history and biodiversity. It is open from mid-October to mid-June. The opening days are Thursday and Sunday from 10:00 to 16:00 hours without the need for reservation.